I'm Jessica, also known as Naturally Nitty, and this is episode
253.
Oh my God. It's been a long week, people. I'm sorry. 200.
And I'm Alina, also known as Starnitz. Today is October 17th, which, side note, our older sister, it's her birthday. Not that she watches our podcast, but if she does, happy birthday, Dawn.
Yes, happy birthday.
This is our bi-monthly podcast. If you are a first-time watcher / listener, thanks for joining us. If you are a returning watcher / listener, thank you for coming back.
So, grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and craft along with us.
Yes. So I have no mojo. Do you have mojo?
No mojo. Moving on. Whips. I'll go first. I started an oats cowl from Tin Can Knits. It's a free pattern. It's super basic. It calls for worsted weight yarn. I did not have worsted, well, I have worsted weight yarn, but I did not use worsted weight yarn, so this is DK. So I increased the stitch count like a few and I'm down a few needles. But it's basically, I mean, it's just a tube.
Oh, that's cool.
With some garter stitch. But yeah, so I started that. I'm making it for one of our pastors. It's Pastor Appreciation Month this month. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing.
That's cool.
Yes. I also,
what yarn is it? Did you say that already?
No, thank you. It is Barocco's Vintage DK.
Oh, I know of that very well.
So yeah. So I'm knitting it on size 6. And yeah, like I said, I think I cast on 100 stitches instead of like 96. It's a free pattern. Pretty awesome. It's in their Simple collection. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but they have a bunch of like teach yourself or learn to knit patterns that are free and lovely and very basic and simple. There's like hats, shawls, sweaters, all simple. I like them. And they're free. And I was like, Tin Can Knit patterns. Anyways. Second thing I'm working on, crap, where did I put it? Oh, here it is. Is the Trillion Star shawl. I'm like, oh, sorry, not having it today. This is the shawl that I had started. I forgot what I was knitting. Some shawl. I was not digging it. It was not as easy and mindless as I wanted it to be. So Alina suggested to do this, which actually, this is the Hitchhiker from the same
author.
Designer.
Yeah, designer.
Oh my God.
Martina Bem is her name.
I'm sorry. I'm like so out of it right now.
It's okay.
Anyways, so this is super simple. It has just like a nice lace edge. And it's garter stitch. I love garter stitch, especially for hand spun, which this is. This is some row legs that I spun out of the colorway Clockwork Angel. It was like a 3 or 2 year project on the spindle that I just finished and then cast on right away. But I'm loving how it's knitting up. It's great and I really like the pattern and just the simpleness of it, but still pretty because of the detail. So yes, I'm not very far. But that's okay. It was my first project until I started that cowl. Wow. And from the spin together competition because I was spinning on the go. Anyways, this will go back on the purse in a little bit. I also have the Weekender sweater by Andrea. I think that's her name. I'm sorry, people. I thought it was recognized. Yeah, Andrea Mowry. It's all the rage. People love it. I I have no offense to it. Alina does not think it's an awesome sweater.
I do not. It's, I just don't like it.
Which is like, fine.
I tried it on at SSK, a couple of them. And I just didn't like it. It looks like I had bat wings. And it just is like a no-shape sweater, which I guess if that's what you want, go for it. But it's not something that I want, so no.
Which is fine. Leah saw it. We were searching for patterns because this is for her. She saw it and liked it a lot because she's the whole like big cozy hashtag it's fall, y'all. Like she loves it all. Anyways, so I don't know if you can see this. I'm like almost done. I'm on the sleeves. It's super simple construction, but I will say it's pretty cool. You do a tubular cast on, so like the ends, it's not like a normal cast on, it's the tubular, and then she has you do the same thing up at the top, but for the neck opening, so it matches. You just like switched it. So it's not like a cast off edge. Pretty neat. I thought that was pretty ingenious. So I'm liking that little detail. And then, you know, it has the slip stitch up the center. There we go. And you knit the body of it like inside out because like the pearl side is the right side. And the slip stitch is on the right side, but that's on the inside when you're knitting around. So you don't have to purl all the way around, which was kind of nice. Mm-hmm. And then the arms are knit with the knit side out on the outside.
That's cool.
Does that make sense? Am I making sense? I don't know.
Yeah.
But no, it's almost done and it's cute. I think I could wear it. It's so huge. And I only made this medium, I think. But yeah, so that's going well for my order mission. I don't know if I even mentioned that. But yeah, so Leah's excited.
That's cool.
And she said it's getting cold out and it's cold at school, so she wants more sweaters and stuff like that. So I'm like, well, it's almost done.
And you're way nicer because I'd be like, I'll teach you how to make your own sweater. Here's some yarn.
I like making them things.
Like, I like it, but like once they got into adult sizes, I was like, screw that. Needless to say, I am working on an adult-sized wallaby for Bella. So I am doing the pocket part.
Awesome.
I have this part up to about 6 inches past the ribbing and then the pocket. So that's where I'm at. And that's my order mission.
Nice.
I actually have it in a gnome bag. But I was just setting up my row counter on my phone. Because I'm at the part where you decrease every so many rows for the thing. So I was just setting up my row counter on my phone so I can keep track of it. Okay, so that's a work in progress. I'm also knitting a baby sweater, which I forgot to grab. So excuse me. And I have it. It's also in a gnome bag, a ninja gnome bag, which is kind of funny. I'm all about gnomes, I guess, today, this week or this project month. I am knitting. Oh, crap.
You just pull your stitches out.
Ting to knit.
Sorry.
It was just one. And it's not like a big deal. It's like worsted weight yarn. So anyways, I am knitting a baby sweater. It's called the Coffee Bean Baby Sweater. And in the actual pattern, you stripe it. But I'm using this Mandala Ombre from Lion Brand. And I'm doing the cool colors, so it's just grays and whites. The one gray is... It's just so it's like stripes itself. So I'm not striping it.
Yeah. Okay. I would do that too because otherwise you'd have all the switching.
I don't like when yarn companies like cut and then just retie. But at least they went in the same color progression, so it doesn't bother me as much. So I just, at the beginning of the row, like you can see, like I just left out a bunch so I could sew it in and then started. So it just kind of like started the next stripe anyways, which actually I don't think it is in the color progression, but whatever, I don't care. It looks cute. And I sat there for a while thinking, oh, I'm gonna take out the yarn and then do the sleeves. And then I'm like, it's a baby sweater. I don't even care. The sleeves don't have to match.
No.
So, yeah. So that's another thing I'm knitting on. I am crocheting a slither hug, like slowly. I like suck.
I need at to start another one.
So I started joining some squares. And I, yeah, well, I don't know where the hook is. I just leave it by my bed. So when I sit in there and we're watching like last season's Walking Dead or something, and I sit up, I can crochet, but I need to like seriously work on it. But it's like, I'm not getting points for it.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's hard to make myself do it. I found my hook. Anyway, so I'm just joining it. I need to get better at it because this is a slither hug. So it's like a comfort one. Yeah. And that is in this Java bag that I got at Powhatan. Here you can see the thing. And she takes like coffee bags and sews them. Actually, she doesn't do it. She like farms it out to, disadvantaged women, I think. And that's who sews it. Anyways, it was pretty cool. So I bought a bag. Anyways, I'm also, and this is also in a gnome bag, which is really like cracking me up.
I think you like gnomes.
Yeah. So I'm also working on, some socks that I just put on the needles for carrying around like maybe last month or the month before. I don't remember. Also not getting points for it because it'll be a detention project. And I just pulled the stitches out. Sorry.
It's okay.
Crap. So this one's a little bit tougher because it is sport weight. So they're sport weight socks. It's Knit Picks Felicie, which is not like, I don't think it's the strongest sock yarn. I'm actually sitting here debating if I should, because it's like softer.
It is soft.
And I was wearing a pair and I've only worn that pair like once or twice. And it's already starting to wear through. And I'm using size 2s on sport weight. So that my stitches are pretty tight. I don't know. So I was actually debating like ripping it out and like knitting baby things with it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think sport weight socks are fun to knit, especially around this area. And I like the stripes. They're not matching at all. So yeah. Anyway, so that's what I'm working on. I'm going to pull these out like this and put it back in my thing. So those are all my works in progress that I'm actively currently kind of working on. Because the socks I kind of worked on, but then I put them to the side and started.
For socks, I get holes in my hand knit socks like mad. And I have tried knitting them on zeros. I have tried doing whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. I get holes in my socks. So I have to wear slippers with my socks, which sucks, but it protects them more.
And I do wear slippers.
I don't always, though. I'd rather just run around with
them. I have a bunch of socks just sitting around, and I follow a couple of people on Instagram that do mending.
Ugh, like, I need to do that. I have, like, I think at least 12 pair that need bending.
I do too. I'm just waiting for a class where we can do that to turn it out.
Right. Sorry.
Anyways. So that's all my works in progress. So you spin me right round. Do you have any spinning? And yes, you do, because it was just spin together. Yes,
we just had spin together. I did not get to spin as much as I would have liked because, you know, life is crazy, but that's all right. But I did finish one skein. This was from Jehovah Jireh. It's an alpaca wool blend. I can't for the life of me remember what the actual wool is. I think it was cordial and alpaca and something else. I think it was three things, but I'm not sure. Either way, I had gotten four bumps. Oops. I cannot like remember which
way. You have to go the opposite way.
I know. From her when we were at Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival, I believe.
Yes.
I was going to do one for each of the kids. So I finished the one for Chloe. It's like a beautiful teal color.
What are you making for them?
I don't know.
Hats and stuff?
Something. Yeah. Whatever okay. They decide they want. I did a chain ply. I have yet to wash it yet. So we'll see how it plumps up when I'm done. I got 246 yards, I believe.
That's cool.
So not bad. I also was spinning on my drop spindle pretty heavily because we went to a show together. And I was in the car for a lot of it for a couple of the days. So that's so I have one turtle that I spun. Which I still didn't even count for the yardage because I didn't want to take it out of here and do it. I'm still pretty happy that I spun this whole thing during 1 week. Do you know how long spindle projects usually take me?
Years.
Though I also spun it intentionally a little bit thicker than I normally do, which is still pretty thin. Whatever. So that's my turtle. It kind of gets messy once you take it off. And I also have, I should really try and finish it for classes. But another one started.
Cool.
On my turtle made spindle in my
starting. So if you can finish the second one and then ply it, then you could turn it in for a class. Yes.
But look how awesome my
sushi cat
spindle and sushi cat match.
That's hilarious.
I think it's
you don't actually have to match your spinning to your bag.
I didn't do it on purpose. It just happens.
That's funny. It's just because it's what you like, the colors you like, so you tend to.
I guess both green, orange. Anyways, and pink. So yeah, I have a bunch of Rolex to spin yet, but we'll see. It's already like what, the 17th?
Yeah.
My head plans for lots of things, and then my fingers don't always get them done.
Or life just gets in the way.
Stupid life. Anyway,
any other spins?
No. I think that's it.
Okay. That's awesome still, because half of that is on a spindle.
I know. I was pretty stoked about that.
So yeah, and I just dropped another stitch. It is the day of the drop stitches. What the heck?
It's craziness.
Again, this is worst away. Or just kidding. This is DK. This whole time when I've been knitting this sweater, when I proposed it, I thought it was like worst away yarn, but it's actually Barocco Vintage DK. And I didn't realize that till after missions started and I had proposed and started knitting on it. Anyways.
What size are you knitting it on?
8.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's like a sweater. Anyways, it doesn't need to be like bulletproof. You know what I mean? So
I was just curious. I am knitting mine on 6s, but I wanted it to be pretty thick or dense. But a sweater on 8s would be fine. I was just curious.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I got gauge, so whatever. Well, I kind of got gauge, and then I just did math and went up a size. So anyways, I spun for Spin Together. Remember I made those bats of the greens, and I had like this mystery fiber that when I was like going through and inventorying my fiber stash, I found this like white and greenish roving, and I couldn't for the life of me remember where I got it, and I knew I got it somewhere, but I just didn't know where, and I didn't know what it was. It didn't have a tag. It felt like
sorry,
not Colworth, maybe Targi. I don't know. It felt like not It was not merino. So it might have been Polworth, but I don't think it was.
Or Rambouillet.
Maybe. But then I had some silk and pearl fiber and BFL and what else is in here? Angora. I put some rabbit fur in there. Anyway, so I made these bats and then I spun them for spin together. So the first skein is this one, which is 178 yards. It's a two ply. And then, so I've spun up all of the bobbins and then I plied them. There were some of the balls were like just green and white, and then some had green and gray and blue in them. So this one is like one of the multi ones. So it has, I'm trying to show you, it has like blues and greens in there. It's really pretty. So that is the first one. And then I plied the other bobbins and I got 192 on this one. So this one's more just greens. I mean, there's a little bit of blue and gray in there, but it's mainly green. Like this one has like yellows in it, you can see, and blues for real. And then this one's just greens and whites for the most part, like just different shades of green. It's so pretty, but they all go together really well. And I think they're probably going to plump up, because actually I think it, maybe it was Polworth. I don't know. Because I think it's going to plump up once I wash them. We'll see. But I spun it like really fast. Semi-long draw to, so that they're really squishy. So I think it's probably going to be an Aran or bulky yarn when it's all finished. So I'm not sure. I got, it's about 500 yards altogether. Like 480 maybe. Yeah. So I'm not sure what I'll make with all of it. Maybe I'll find like
hat and mittens. Though you don't wear a hat, do you?
Yeah, I really don't.
Mittens and a cowl?
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah, so that's what I spun. And I need to take it outside and have a photo shoot day and turn it in for three different classes, because that's what it, I will do. But that's all the spinning that I have.
Awesome.
So next up, binging. What have you been binging on?
Oh, I forgot to add things in there. So we started watching Find Me in Paris with the kids, which, like you like to call it, is a sugary sweet show. But
yes. Like it hurts your teeth watching it.
But it's like so good because it's not full of like swearing and stuff. Like it's okay for the kids to watch, which, oh my gosh. So then we were at Joanne's yesterday. I forget. Oh, I need to buy a patch for Joe's pants. He has like rips in his jeans. Anyways, Trubin found a mask. So if anyone watches that show,
oh, so he wants to do the dancing,
like, well, and then I have a video of him dancing, but I don't think I'll show that on here. Anyways, it cracked me up. So it's this time traveler. She's a ballerina from the 1905, and she comes to 2019 or 18 or whatever the show is. And yeah, it's about dancing and time travel and craziness. So it's cute.
And they're trying to get her back, but there's like a time lock.
But not really, like, because they're not weird time.
Yeah, it's like weird time travel show.
But it's
mainly
not.
It's just a ballet show.
And they have like street ballet dance, not ballet, but like dance off. Like they have a crew and stuff. Think like what are those movies? Oh shoot!
Stomp the yard and
yeah,
all
like yeah,
where but not stomping, more dancing.
There's, I can't even think of what they're called, but there's like five of them. Step It Up. There you go.
Oh, Step It Up. I don't think I've ever seen those movies.
There's like five. I've watched them all. Anyways,
there's actually five of them.
Anyways, we've been watching that with the kids. What else? We haven't watched another Marvel movie because we've just been so busy and we haven't all had off at the same time. We're on, I think, season two of Once Upon a Time. But yeah, we've just been really busy. The kids are in sports and it's been crazy, so we haven't watched stuff. I, though, started watching Killing Eve on Hulu. Oh,
is that good?
Because I like What's-Her-Face from Grey's Anatomy. I forget what her actual name is. Christina. She's like one of my favorites. She's like so awesome. I've only seen like two or three episodes.
Is it Rachel Wu?
Like I said,
I forget what her name is. I'm gonna look it up. You talk. I will talk. Look it up.
So it's pretty good. She like gets fired from what is it? MI5. They're in. I don't know. Anyways, and then gets hired on this tiny little task force to try and find this new
Sandra. Oh, why did I see Rachel Wu?
I don't know. Anyways,
sorry, I am like horrible at names.
It's
she is really awesome. I like her too.
It's pretty good so far. Like I said, I'm only three episodes in, but I'm digging it because I like her. I think it helps if you like the actors or actresses.
Yeah.
To watch a show. What else? I thought there was something else that I started watching. That's what happens when you don't write things down. I can't think.
I had a show in Frederick, Maryland. So Jessica came with me. So we listened to a book on the way called Spinning Silver. So I finished that today. It's really
good. I
didn't
finish it.
I'm not going to tell you the ending. Yeah. But I had also finished Grave Witch and Bad Monkey from our last trip. Not Grave Witch, but Bad Monkey. But Grave Witch was pretty good, actually. I like that. Mm-hmm. And then I had put on hold Stolen Magic. It's like the third book in this like Dragon's Gift series. And I like, it's an okay story, but I just am not that into it. I guess like the premise is these people wake up and they have, they are like hiding and they can't tell anyone that they're dragon souls or fire souls, I think is what it's called. And they like steal magic, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, like, I get that premise. And then, but then this girl, the person who it is, she's telling the story and she meets this guy, like in the first book, she meets this guy and he's this all powerful, like shape changer magic person. And then they fall in love and like, they like each other, but there was no like substance to it. So I think maybe that's what turned me off. I don't know. It's just weird. But I'm like listening to it because I got it on Audible and I guess I could return it. But I am like halfway through and I kind of want to know what happens, but I also kind of really don't. Like, I'm like not attached to the characters at all, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's where I'm at. Anyway,
any shows?
What I've been reading. So no, and now I'm currently reading Book of Deacon, the Book of Deacon, and I'm actually kind of really liking it. I've had it in my queue for a while. I think it's I think I forget who the author is. You'll have to click the link. But I'm watching The Masked Singer with the family because that is the best show. It's so much fun. We like to watch that. 911, the new season. Yes.
Sorry. I watched
The Good Place, because like Hulu, you can watch like the new episodes. So I'm caught up on The Good Place on Netflix. So I've been watching the new ones on as they come live. And then of course we've been watching Call the Midwife with Bella and Madison. And I finished The Island, which was kind of okay, but kind of crappy. Like, it's like a good, like, binge watch. And then, like, what did I just spend my, like, past 12 hours on type of show. Like, it was, like, good, but they, like, didn't, like, they could have went different directions. It was good. Good-ish. like, worth watching, like, sci-fi. Like, anyways, And then I've been watching Another Life on Netflix. So the lady who plays Starbuck on the new Battlestar Galactica is in it. And she's like the captain. And it's like they're going into space because this thing landed on Earth. And it's just crazy.
Oh, and I think I've seen the preview for that.
They keep previewing it. And so finally I was like, I'm just going to watch it and see if I like it or not.
Fine, I'll watch it.
And then I watched it and I was like, I'm totally hooked. And I think I'm only in like a couple of episodes because it's like TVMA, so I can't watch it when Bella's around. I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. But yeah, so that's what I've been watching.
Okay.
Oh, and then I've been going on the CW app and watching Nancy Drew because I like Nancy Drew. Like I like the books. I like all the crappy TV movies that they made.
Can you do the CW app without having a cable provider?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you just have to get it when it's like current because they usually keep the first, like the most recent five episodes on. So it's on every Wednesday night. And I couldn't watch it if I had CW anyways because Wednesday is my busy day and I get home after it's on. So I've been watching that and it's interesting. Like it's like from the same makers of Riverdale. So it's a newer version of Nancy Drew. She's not like innocent, if that makes sense. Like when you read the books or you watch the other movies that they had, like the one with Emma, that girl from Scream, who is Emma Roberts. That's her name. I was going to say Julia Roberts' niece or something. It's like she's still like sweet and innocent type of thing. But this one is totally not sweet and innocent. But it's good. I'm liking it. I like the character that they have. I just like it. So I've been watching that, like going on CW and watching that. And then I actually, the other day I watched the Batwoman. I'm not sure if I like it or not. Like, I don't know. Like I like the character who plays the Batwoman character, like the actress. I like her. But I mean, and I did only watch the first one. So I should watch a couple more before I make judgment on that show. But there's just like, you know, like when you do like even with like Supergirl, like they like allude to Superman and they like talk about it, but they don't like,
it's annoying.
Yeah. So that's kind of like what's happening in Batgirl. And I really like the Alice character in that. She's Tamsin from Lost Girl. And so I really like her. But yeah. Anyway, sorry. That was a huge tangent for just That's randomness. Okay. So we could go on to randomness.
Because... Well, I was going to say, you saying that, I started watching where I left off on iZombie, which was season 4. So I have 2 seasons to watch through.
Oh, that's fun.
So I'm digging that. I don't have tons of time to watch, so I see like a show or two, so I'm not really binging, but whatever. Yeah. Shoot, what else did you say? There's something else we were watching too.
911.
Call the Midwife, 911. Oh, along with 911, I am current on Grey's Anatomy, which new episodes came out on that.
That's still going. Like yes. That's like what, 16 year episode?
15 or 16 season, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Good stuff.
So I'm caught up on Supernatural, so I'm waiting for that. I should look on the.
I should really. I haven't watched that show, or I think I started to, but I never fully got into it. Anyways, so yeah, there's a few things that I'm watching here and there. I don't know. Like sometimes I'm like I'm not in the mood for this, or I only have a little bit of time. I don't know. It's just. But yeah. So moving on to randomness. I at the Frederick show in Maryland.
It was called the Frederick Fiber Festival in there Frederick, Maryland.
Yes. I did a trade with Dawn of Fairy Tale Knits, and I got this yarn, which is the colorway. Sorry, I keep like going over here. Bellatrix, but you can see it's like black. And gray.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And a hint of like bluishness. You can see in there. Anyways, but it's Super Rush Merino, cashmere, and nylon. But I want to make one of those rippled bralettes out of it because it's so soft. But yeah, so I was excited to do a trade because that's better than spending money.
Yes.
In my book. I think that's it.
So it has been so cold that our heat turned on. Or we turned it on because it was like freezing. It was like 30s. So our heat is on, but it's not like high. So we went to Frederick Pryor Festival, which was okay. Like I broke even, so I definitely won't be doing that one again. Also, like I moved and it was such a sudden move. I tried to get out of it, but they wouldn't let me out. So I went and did it. And it was nice. Like the people we were next to were fantastic. Except for in front of us was the food truck and they had a generator running the whole day. So it was so loud and it just like turned people off.
I think it wrecked my hearing. Just kidding.
Yeah.
But it was,
it was insane. But our neighbors was this wonderful couple. I forget what his name was. But Terry, I think, was her name. And I could be totally wrong. I'm really bad with names. And I forgot to do the trick where you repeat it three times. But I still think that doesn't really work for me. But they are Hanes House Yarns. And she saw my backpacks and wanted one. And she was like, we should trade. And I was like, okay. So I went and I first saw this one, which is her Frederick Agogo. And it's really pretty. And it's got like a dark olive green, grays, a lime green. And then there's some like teals. And then to go with it, I got this one. Which is her common hama. They just did like a comic con. And so she had a bunch of like nerdy names and stuff. So I got this to go with it. And then I also got this Son of an Alien, which is like the most perfect colors in the world.
That's really pretty.
To go all together. And I think I'm going to knit a shawl. By Just Run Knit, Megan Williams. She had this Rapitude collection and I bought it. And do you remember me talking about it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to knit one of those.
How are you going to choose? Because they're all pretty awesome.
I don't know. So I have to look. I don't know. I have to figure it out because I have three colors and I think mostly hers are two. So I think I'll just adjust it to be three instead and do like three color together. Anyways, but they're really cool shawls. They have like a neck opening and you can either put them around your neck and then wrap it around or put it on your arm and wrap it around. It's just really cool. Mm-hmm. The whole series. And it's called Rapitude. Anyways, so I think that's what I'm going to knit out of that eventually. So then I had to start the pocket on this and I couldn't find my other eights because I have my Knit Picks interchangeables and those are my eights. And I thought I had some oddies, but I think Madison's using them or maybe they were Susan Bates. I don't know. I couldn't find my eights. I don't know where they are. So I stopped at my local yarn store, which I actually have a local one. It's like 10 minutes down the road, which is so exciting. It's called Artistic Fibers. And I picked up some needles. The only bad thing is it's their wood. And I'm not really good with wood. But that's not like the yarn store's problem. It's my problem. Like I'm just really mean to needles. But I picked up some needles and I figured it's just for, you know, the time being, just for picking up and knitting a pocket. So no big deal. But then while I was there, So I was like standing and talking to her. So this is the logo. I don't know. Artistic Fibers. They also, her daughter dyes yarn.
Okay.
And so I picked up some yarn for a Pepita by Martina Bem, which is, my Ravelry skills are not on point today because I can't find anything. Anyways, it's this really cute, like, baby onesie, like, overall thing. And it calls for sock yarn, superwash sock yarn. And you, like, knit it from the top down. And it's just, like, a onesie that you put over the baby. And it's all knit. So I got this one, which it's like this dark teal. Look at how fantastic it is.
It's pretty.
And it's so pretty. And I got it. And then I dropped it. I got this one to stripe it just so I would reach the yardage. So it's just like a dark teal with a lighter teal. And, so I think it'll be really cool. So that's what I'm going to name it that. So
good.
Yeah, but it was cool to like get some yarn at
a yarn store,
that's down the street.
That is cool.
And I was going to go to their knitting, like they have a knit in time on Wednesdays. And I was like, oh, Wednesday's like the one day that I really can't do anything, but it's like the next one's like next week, I think, but it's like from 4 to 7. So I might be able to go. I don't know. But they said sometimes they do them on Fridays, which is, would be better for me. But anyway, it's just exciting to have my own yarn store, like a yarn store that's not 45 minutes away.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
So then I also just today got fabric in the mail. I ordered some online. It's from Japan. Like the fabric's made in Japan. This company that I bought it from was online there in California, but Japan fabric. So I got this one. I'm going to show you guys. Sorry, I have the hiccups. So this one's like Alice in Wonderland. It's like a panel. So I'll just make my bigger bags with it because it goes up like this. It's like when she's small.
Yes.
So, yeah.
That's cute.
So I'll make my bigger bags, I think, of that because then I would just have a lot of waste of, I don't know. I haven't decided how I'm going to use that. I just liked it. And then I got this super cute fabric, which you're going to be like, oh my gosh, Leah will love that. So it's this like panda bear. Yeah, in the house and with umbrellas.
Totally, it's just.
But anyway, so I have to get matching fabric to do that. But it's like super cute. It was too cute to not get. So I was gonna get. They had this like Little Red Riding Hood stuff, but I was like, I think I'll just get the Alice in Wonderland and this cute panda bear one. So yeah, but anyways, that's all my randomness. And it's funny because we had way less here and we talked for way longer than we did last time.
Which is funny.
Which is funny. But anyways, yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. So I think that we should let everyone go then.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye. Let me turn it off.